Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video, it's a serious video, we're going to talk about the effects of coronavirus for the next couple of years. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan. So a bit of a serious one today, just thinking about coronavirus, and I was thinking about longevity of this situation and how long this is going to last for. And if you think this is going to end in 2020, I think you're really mistaken. The first type of vaccine, it won't stop you from getting it. It'll just reduce the symptoms. It was something I read yesterday. And to get a vaccine takes 3 to 5 years. Like, imagine if this is life for the next 3 to 5 years. We need to find a way to live with this. And more importantly, maybe as equally important, we need to find a way to make money so that you can pay your rent, you can pay your mortgage. Do you need a car even? Like, do you need to cut back on some of your costs? Because what do you need a car for? You ain't going to work. Maybe if you work, you know, in a place where you need your car and you've got to go to work. But how many people are working from home? And so I think the skill sets that you're going to need in the next few years, I think they're going to change as well. If you don't know how to use Zoom or a spreadsheet or Word or Excel, which is a spreadsheet, or live video or recorded video or video editing or any of that stuff, I think you're going to be on a back foot. Because all those people that do know that stuff, their views are going up right now. Their income is going up right now. My income is going up right now. Because we know how to use all that stuff and we know how to present it out to the public so they can buy it and generate more cash flow, which enables us to buy more assets. And right now we're looking for businesses that are struggling. And we're looking for businesses that are profitable too, but we'll take on businesses that are struggling, that don't know how to resolve this situation. Everyone's going, can we just put the Christmas tree up now? We're in September. Can we put the Christmas tree up and just, you know, call an end to 2020? That's not when this stuff ends. Corona doesn't understand the 31st of December 2020 and go, oh, it's a new year, I'll disappear. That's not how this stuff works. It's going to be around again and again and again. And like the flu keeps coming back every year and the colds keep coming back every year, coronavirus is also going to keep coming back every year. I mean, part of me wonders, are we ever going to get back to normal? And I think we might be in denial that what we used to have will ever happen again. Think about that for a second. Think about how depressing that is. And so this is the new era that we live in. You know, those post-apocalyptic films that we watch, a great virus wiped out swathes of humanity and there's just pockets of humanity left. You know, those type of sci-fi films. To some extent, they kind of come true. Not with the amount of death, although, you know, we've had significant, I think, is it a million people have died, I think? Something like that? Like, is that right? Significant, I don't think it can be right. A significant number of people have died. And it's not the death of countless millions that has caused this shift in the way we live our lives. It's all the self-imposed lockdowns that we've had to have. And I know some people go, oh, we should just end lockdown, and I completely disagree with that. The reason why we've not had so many deaths is because of lockdown. And as soon as lockdown is lifted, as soon as the borders are opened up, I mean, Spain, where we live right now, Spain was doing really well. We had, I think, 12 to 16 weeks in lockdown where we'd literally not left the house. We stocked up, didn't leave the house, and you weren't allowed to leave the house other than to go to the supermarket, otherwise you got fined. We locked down for 12 or 16 weeks, and what happened was the government, because the Spanish government rely on tourism, opened up the borders, and as soon as they opened up the borders, our numbers shot up again. People from outside who didn't have the lockdown, the UK is a good example, the UK lockdown was a catastrophe. It wasn't even a lockdown. Well, stay in if you like, don't go out if you want, but if you need to, you want to, you want to go check your eyes, drive to a castle, like Dominic Cummings, that's fine, it's not a problem. Just bizarre. And it was, you know, it should have just been a complete and utter lockdown to get rid of this thing so that it can't spread from one person to the next. But we didn't do that. And here we are, and I don't think we're going to do that. And even in Spain, you know, we're going to be in the same position next year as we're in right now. In June, we're going to want to open up the borders because they need the money. And I totally get that. It's a balance. But in Spain, I actually think we've handled it pretty well. Everyone masks up, everybody wears hand gel, everybody's socially distant. But then there's a few people that aren't, and they ruin it for everybody else. People going to the bars, and then families who haven't seen each other for 16 weeks, they all come together. 20 family people in a family, 10 people in a family, they all come together. They all get it, they all go back to their homes, they all spread it. And it's like, come on, guys. And when we talk about people using common sense, individual people, if you ask them, will have common sense. Groups of people are thick as shit. And that's the problem that we've got. Groups of people who either, as a group, are stupid, or they think it doesn't apply. I saw a young man getting thrown off a train because he refused to wear his mask. And then just give him a police load of lip. And hopefully he was arrested, should have been fined £1,000. That's the only way to stop it. We just need to lock down. But more importantly than this, and some people see that as being draconian, and that's fine, you can have that opinion. But more importantly than this, we need to find a way to live with this. Because when I look back in a couple of years' time and this podcast is replayed, you can tell me how accurate was it. And, you know, does the government tell us everything? I don't think it does. Does the government tell us anything? I don't think it does. Would the government tell us if we're fucked? It's not gonna. Apparently, according to Boris, we're a freedom-loving country, unlike Spain, France, Germany, Bulgaria, Australia, Japan, every other country on the planet. You know, they all hate freedom, Boris. Everybody loves freedom. But sometimes that freedom has to be curtailed, and that's just the way it goes to get through these unprecedented times. But look, that's not going to happen, is it? Let's face it, that's totally not going to happen. So the question I've got for you is, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about this situation? This isn't about me, this is about you. What are you going to do? Because you've got a choice to make right now. The choice is to continue to imagine that it's all going to go back to the way that it was. And if it does, brilliant. But if it doesn't, you're up shit creek. Or assume the worst. Assume this is going to be like this for the next couple of years. And if it's not, and everything goes back to normal, great. Wonderful. Double whammy. But if you're right, and this is the new normal for the next couple of years, you need to prep for it. You need to get stacked up on your income, on your business. You need to find a way of creating a product, selling that product. We have a product creation product for £27 you can buy. I think there's like 105 videos over 15 different modules. A really clear way of showing you how to make a training course and put it out there and start making money in 2 weeks or less. But I mean, this is a serious podcast, folks. Imagine that this is the new normal for the next few years and you're not prepared. And then imagine the effect that's going to have on your financial situation. And like, as I'm saying this, in the back of my mind, I'm like, shit, Dan. You're right. What are the training courses that we need to produce that we can sell to supplement our income in case the properties go down? In case the digital marketing company, for whatever reason, something bad happens to that. Although I can't see that happening, because if anything, people are going to need more digital marketing, not less. You know, networking events, face-to-face, oh, there's very few. I'm supposed to be at a business buying training seminar in October. Obviously, I'm not going to that. And we're going to put it online. I don't think anyone's going to be going to that. I can't go because I have to fly. I don't really want to get on a plane. And then there's a whole quarantine thing. But other people can't get there either. The whole situation is changing. And so you're going to have to adapt. And look, if you adapt and create some training courses and everything goes back to normal, great. You can still sell those training courses and you still make a couple of £100 a month, a couple of £100 a week, a couple of £100 a day. It all makes a big, big difference. Listen, I'd like to know what you guys think. Put it in the comments down below. I'd like to know what you think. But I also want you to consider, if you're one of these people who thinks, well, we should just release lockdown, whatever happens, happens, I want you to consider, if that happens, well, if is it going to happen? If it does happen and people get the virus, you're still going to need to make some money for the next lockdown after that, if it happens. So I need you to have a good think about what's going to happen, because it's not you that's in charge, it's Boris or whoever else is going to come through and be in charge of lockdown and whatever else. Anyway, let me know what you think in the comments down below. I'll be really interested. We'll catch up with you on the next video. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.